T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coach, good afternoon.
How you guys doing?
We are doing great. We had Trey Young on at 10 o'clock this morning. He was fabulous, Coach. And He was up that early. Yeah, getting shots up too, Coach. You'd be happy to know. But great interview with him. He's such a classy young kid. He's so sophisticated and media savvy. I'm just a gigantic fan, man. But I asked him, what did you learn about yourself in playing against Russell Westbrook? He said I can't even read my own writing here, Coach. He said that I belong. He said that I can compete with anyone in this league. That's what I got from that. Talk about that, Coach.
Well, I think, you know, Trey's played with confidence from day one, and I think the more he gets to play against these guys and the more he's at 45 games, I think, now. With each game, the confidence increases. There's no need to – I don't know if there ever was any doubt, but I think it's gone. And I think it's the consistency of confidence. He doesn't need to press, really. I think the more games he's played, he realizes I don't have to make the home run plays. I'm going to play 30 minutes a game, and it doesn't matter who we're playing against. He can just play his game and feel comfort in doing so. But when you're a rookie and you're coming in and your first game is against a Steph Curry or a Russell Westbrook or any of those guys, there's a little bit of doubt that's creeping in. You're just trying to prove yourself, and I think we're past that point.
Coach, when you guys drafted, and I know you weren't there when John was drafted, but John was on the team, and then you draft Kevin and Amari and obviously Trey. Did you know that these kids had the maturity level that they've shown so far in the first half of the season?
Man, maturity is a strong word. We're still trying to get some of that maturity out of these guys. They are kids. They are young guys. They're fun guys. It's fun. They're a fun group to coach. I think the maturity part of it is seeing a mistake in game one, working on it the day after, and then going to game two and trying to correct that mistake. And each of them have done it in their own unique ways. Kevin was a guy after preseason who we thought was going to need a whole year to really adjust to the NBA, and now we're saying we need to find him 35 minutes a game. He's that good, and he's showing that. And Trey, the same thing. Trey comes in and he's ready to go right from the start, but we got to calm him down a little bit. And he's showing that now he's poised, he's under control, he's really leading our team. He's getting guys in the right spot. So you're seeing his growth and maturity on the court as well. And then Amari, who's missed a ton of games because of his injury, had to, you know, take a step back and get his body right and get healthy and continue to work on his game. And he goes out in Milwaukee and hits a couple threes early. And then the OKC game, he's getting a ton of dunks on the baseline just because of his level of activity. So, you know, the maturity is they're just learning from their mistakes, and they have to go through those mistakes when you're rookies. You have to go through the hardships to understand how hard it is to play at this level. And they're realizing that, but they're continuing to put in work. As you guys said, Trey was here this morning getting shots up. He just has a different approach to the game right now.
Coach, the honesty is awesome. The transparency is awesome because the Kevin Huerter thing, I was on board with the draft pick, but I was like, I don't know how this first year is going to go. He is so much better than I thought he was going to be. And it wasn't like, oh, it has to be this year right now, instant gratification. That wasn't what it was about. But to hear you say that he's greatly exceeded your expectations for year one, he has with me as well. It's just kind of cool to hear you say that. And again, I appreciate the honesty. Now, I want to transition here to Dennis Schroeder's shady comments before y'all played them, talking about I'm happy being in a winning atmosphere instead of going out there and trying to lose or whatever. You know, I'm paraphrasing what he said. You don't have to speak specifically to that and create a problem for yourself. What I'd like you to speak to is, did you perceive a little added chip on the shoulder for your team Tuesday night at SFA?
No, I mean, anytime you play against a guy, a former player, anytime you play for a former team or against a former team, you understand. I mean, I think our guys understood that Dennis playing here, first time since being traded, there was going to be a little chip or an edge for him. We don't have those conversations. I don't need to post those things or talk about it. I think everyone realizes that as soon as he comes on the court, as soon as they're on the court. So some teams may do that. I know that's big in football and in the media, and there's a lot of conversations leading up to games, but I don't really have to say anything. I think, you know, for Dennis, I'm happy for him. I think he's in a good situation. He gets to come off the bench, and he's playing with three really good players in a system that allows him to play with Paul George and Russell Westbrook, and they've got Steven Adams down there, and they definitely are in contention. So it's a great situation for him, and that's what he talked about. He wanted to be there, and happy for him. But we're a lot happier with the group we have, and we're in a great spot. And we're focused on what we need to do and what we're trying to do, and we feel, and you guys see it, we feel like we got a group of guys that compete on a nightly basis. You've seen improvement from day one to day now, and it's only going to get better if we continue to put in the type of work we put in, and we're going to keep doing that.
Coach, do you feel like you guys are further along 44 games in than you may have thought you'd be at this point preseason?
No, I don't. I think the guys have bought into playing together, the style of play, the commitment to the work from day one. And, you know, we're still not going to challenge ourselves to measure everything based on the results, whether or not the shot goes in, whether or not the guys are getting the win against certain opponents. Our results are about, you know, the work we put in, the plays that we're making and execution-wise. And we're going to live with that. And I understand when you have a bunch of young guys, you know, the results can go up and down. We just played a great game against OKC. To back it up against Boston is it doesn't make it easier. It doesn't make, we beat OKC by this amount. Let's go do that to Boston. Now Boston's not coming in here just letting us get a win. It's about the consistency of our group, and the guys have been consistent from day one. And, you know, we're still not going to skip any steps. We still have to understand that there's a lot of young guys that need to put in work, and as good as Kevin Huerter is and as good as Trae Young is, they got a lot of work to do still. And so we have to focus on that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Coach, it's time for my selfish question of the day. I'm a big fantasy basketball player. I held on to Taurean Prince forever. And, you know, I got to be honest, 13 minutes a game ain't doing it for me here, okay? We got 7 points, 3 boards, 13 minutes. Coach, you know I'm kidding around with you here. But I would assume the plan is to ramp him up with the minutes and maybe get him back around 30. Is that the plan here?
I'd never put a number on the minutes. I like to get the guys the opportunities. I don't have a number for any of our guys. I think efficient basketball is most important. We obviously want to play Taurean more than, I think he had 15-minute restriction the other night. That'll be higher on Saturday in terms of the restriction, or if there even is a restriction. But I'm not going to give them a number, because what you do, and this is where we are as an organization with a team. You give a guy a number and you tell him, hey, this is what we're going to give you. We're going to give you 30 minutes. We're going to get you 12 shots. That's false. They got to earn it. And Taurean's got to come back and fit in to what we're doing. And we want him back, and we want to have him fit in. But we got a couple guys that are playing well, and we want to join Taurean in that group. And the numbers will pan out as they will. So I can't help your fantasy team right now.
Coach, it's
he doesn't need any help.
You're
Coach.
Still my guy, man.
I need some help, though. We were doing a fantasy scenario, and I think this would actually be really cool. Can we coerce Vince Carter to get in the dunk contest? Because I think he'd go win the darn thing.
I think Vince has he has all-star plans, and I think they're probably a little bit greater than the All-Star Dunk Contest right now, so I won't even bother, because he told me where he's going, and I'm excited. I want to go, and I don't know if the dunk contest is going to change that. So good luck, but I doubt it.
Coach, we appreciate it.
Thanks,
as
Coach.
Always. Thanks for coming on.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.